Yeah, very good morning to Phil Rothfield. His column is in today's Daily Telegraph. And last night we saw the Sharks beat Manly in a trial there at Cogra, 28-16. And as we say, a very good morning to you, Buzz. John Morris, the Cronulla coach, he spoke about the importance of keeping Josh Morris after that win last night.
Yeah, good day, guys. Great to be on board this year. Look, I can understand where John Morris is coming from. But look, his problem is, I think he instigated this problem with Morris in that he signed Jesse Raymond from the Knights, which, you know, was basically saying to Josh, you don't bring Raymond in if he's not your first choice centre with Bronson Cherry. So, look, I really admire Josh Morris and the way he's going about it. I think he could have done a Ryan Madison. He wasn't happy at the West Tigers. He just walked. Now, that's not Josh Morris, is it?
No. Good call.
Where I'm surprised here, with a really experienced, good person like Josh Morris, if he doesn't want to be at your footy club, I wouldn't be standing in his way for his last season when he's got that opportunity to play alongside his brother. But look, that's just me, and I think you guys know I am a Sharks fan.
But it's a difficult one for John Morris, Buzz, because he's off contract at the end of the year, and obviously he needs to have a successful year to be re-signed. And when you've got Josh Morris there, you've got guys like Dugan, who you're unsure of. Matt Moylan has injury concerns.
Yep.
If I can understand why Josh wants out, but if I'm John Morris, I'm keeping him.
Yeah. Look, you saw that yesterday when he played centre, then dropped back to fullback. He can cover, you know, everywhere. But he was the one who signed Jesse Raymond. Why did he sign Jesse Raymond if Josh Morris was there?
Well, I think he's only got, what, 1 year to go, Josh? And he would be thinking that, yeah, this is the new replacement. But I worry about the Sharks. I just worry about their recruitment. I worry about how much they've played some of these players. And you wrote about it today in the paper, Buzz. Like, Dugan, 900. Sean Johnson, 900. Moylan, 750. That's way overs for those players.
Yeah. Look, even Andrew Fifita, who had a really disappointing year. And I compared it to other clubs, you know, and their top five players. And you look at the Roosters last year with Tedesco, Cronk, Cordner, Keary, Mitchell. You know, they all lined up. The same at Manly. Look, the Turbo brothers, Cherry Evans, Tapau. The big five have got to aim up at every football club if they're going to be contenders. And at Cronulla for the last couple of years, their big five have not done a lot. That's the problem. And I guess the other thing Josh Morris was upset about, and I don't know how you feel, but you think about it. I think he's on about 300 there, right?
Mm.
Dugan is on 900. He's getting three times his salary. He won't even go out to train.
You
wonder why he's a little bit upset.
Mm. Well, what's the latest with Josh Dugan? Obviously, he wants to medically retire unfit, but the doctors are saying they can't find what the issue is.
Well, I think he's resumed light training. I don't think he's going to be back anytime soon, though. I think what will happen, Laurie, is we'll have a $900,000 player playing for Newtown in the Canterbury Cup. That's the only solution I see.
Oh.
And you know, it's not good. But look, the Cronulla Sharks have a recruitment meeting. There's a director on there, the coaching staff's on there, Phil Moss is on there, John Morris. They have that tomorrow, and they're going to make a decision on Josh Morris because I think it's unsettling for the club, you know, the constant speculation about whether he's going to be there or not. The interesting thing is, until Moylan gets back, which will probably be around round two or three, they might say, look, we'll hang on to Josh, but we'll do a deal with you down the track. Because Cronulla do need a hooker now that Cameron King's gone. And they could use the transfer money from the Roosters to buy a hooker. So,
Buzz, on this captain's challenge, we're just discussing it in here. What are your views? Do you think it's rushed, considering they've obviously only used it in the two trial games?
You know, Clarkie, I was with Trent Robinson in England a week ago. I said to him, you know anything about this captain challenge? You know it's going to work? And he didn't have a clue, right? Mm. This was 2 weeks before the start of the season. You know, I didn't have a clue because no one had told the Roosters or any other club about it, how it works, and that sort of thing. So anyway, I have a look at the Charity Shield on Saturday night. And look, it worked okay, but did you guys... I thought it stopped the game. There were about three close challenges in a close period of time, and it slowed the game up. Yeah, they got their decisions right on the 50-50 calls, which was great. But
what,
I don't,
what are the players? What do the players think of it, Loz?
Oh, they're unsure. I mean, we thought. We used it in the Indigenous All Stars, and to be perfectly honest, I said last week that I'd actually forgotten about it in the coach's box until the Maori team used it. I'd completely forgot about it, but the coaches won't have a big say in it because you've only got 10 seconds from when something happens to the stoppage. And the players will need to obviously work out how they're going to use it, when they're going to use it. I think they're sort of open to innovations in the game, but again, they're unsure of how it's going to work.
Yeah, I think it slowed the game down a lot the other night.
No, I didn't, to be fair.
The beauty of rugby league is the continuation of the game and the fact we don't... Yeah. You know, we have enough stoppages after tries are scored for the bunker. To do it mid-play. It's like NFL. I can't watch NFL. The only way I watch it on my TV at home is I tape it, then I fast-forward through all the stoppages when I get home. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's the only way to do it.
No, it's a good game, Bus. You've got to take time to watch it.
Yeah, no.
And the coaches are too good, aren't they? Like Paul McGregor already saying he could use paddles, a green one and a red one up in the coach's box. But also, Buzz... Yeah. James Tedesco, you wrote on the weekend that could be the highest played player in NRL history.
Well, he's the number one player in the game. Do we all agree on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
The top 50 players. I've got him ahead of Tamalolo and Cameron Smith. And he should be the highest paid player in the game. And look, when he's on $1 million now, $1.1 million next year. The Roosters want him their lifetime. Who wouldn't? He's very happy there. His family very happy there. And, you know, it's like any player at the Roosters. And everyone bags their salary cap and says they cheat. And look, you know what my view is? I think every club cheats. If you don't cheat, you don't compete, is the line I use. And, he'll finish up on about 1.3, maybe a bit more over a longer period of time. And I think he deserves every penny of it.
Mm. Hey, Buzz, we got this text message in early this morning, and his name is from Denny. I'm not quite sure if this is right or not. I'm just wondering whether you may know whether the NRL charged the clubs to play out there in the bush. But it's, hey, guys, name is Denny. I'm a hero is the Bulldogs in Canberra for what they did in Port Macquarie last week. All the school visits were great. The villain is the NRL for bragging about the $30 million profit, yet make a small country rugby league group pay $70,000 to get an NRL trial to the area.
Yeah, Lots, I heard you talk about it. So I rang the NRL and I spoke to them about to get to the bottom of it. This is the story. The Group three, that area, isn't it, in the country rugby league? What they have done for several years is had a deal, and they bring, it's been for 3 years, they bring two NRL clubs to Port Macquarie every year. It costs them about $70,000 in hotel accommodation, flights, officials, etc.
Yep.
It is normally, they do it as an entrepreneurial exercise, and they normally make money out of it. Okay, so they spend 70, they'll make 100 through the gates and sponsors. So it's a $30,000 boost for country football in that area. Okay,
yep.
They haven't had a problem with this until the NRL took a game to Bega free of charge. Okay, and they're wondering, oh, well, why are we paying? Well, the NRL went to Bega as an exercise for the poor people in that town who have struggled, their economy's gone, to try to cheer them up with a wonderful event last Saturday, which I think was everyone's weekend highlight.
Excellent, yep.
So that was the difference. It was a one-off freebie in the bush for a really great purpose, whereas the CRL guys have actually been making money at, but I think they had trouble with tickets this year and they haven't made the profit they expected to.
Right, yeah, yep. No, so they've been doing that for a number of years.
Yeah,
the bottom thing. Yep, all right. No.
Hey, guys, hey, Clarky, you're going good, mate.
Thanks, buddy. I'm doing my best.
Oh, Buzz, what are you sucking up first day?
I got a good crew beside me.
You're too good, Buzz. You're too good sucking up first day.
No, I'm not. I thought he'd need the run, mate.
I'll take the compliment, Buzz. Thank you.
Mate, the only thing is, can you stop blowing up about paparazzi?
Oh, my God. Can you stop writing? Actually, your section doesn't write about it. I don't mind being in your section for good or bad. Just keep me out of the front and the middle.
Mate, you have had a very, very colourful past.
Yes, that is correct. And somehow I don't think it's over.
Hey, Buzz, can I ask you about your great friend, Dean Bulldog Ritchie? I've never seen a bloke write as many exclusives as he did last week.
Mate, he's on fire, isn't he?
Oh, mate.
You know what? And I don't know whether you guys can get daily ratings, but I have one goal on this show this year.
What's that?
Apart from informing your wonderful listeners.
Yeah.
I want to beat Bulldog in the race. I'm hoping 7:10 Monday, which is 7:10 Wednesday.
Right. That'll depend on how many exclusives you have.
Do you reckon he got his hands on some of the ratings from some of the head honchos here?
Mate, please.
Now, Buzz, you know Bulldog as well as anyone. He's a great mate of yours, a great mate of mine. Do you know of anyone else that FaceTimes as much as him?
Mate, he can't help himself, can he?
He loves FaceTiming.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Are you a FaceTimer too?
I'm probably 5 to 6 times a day with my daughter.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, I like to see her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Family.
I'm not about dude on dude. I'm not sure, like, Loz, when I'm ringing you, I think I'm happy to just do it over the speaker in the car. I don't need to see you.
No.
Mate, I've got a mate, and I'm not going to name it, but he's a reasonably senior official in the game. But he's a bit loose.
Does that narrow it down?
He's at a restaurant with his mate, and he'll FaceTime me with his shirt off in the middle of this restaurant.
He's very loose.
And I said to the bloke, I said, look, you know, you've got a bit of a stand in the game. You know, I'm glad you're only doing it to me.
Well, we hope he's only doing it to you.
Buzz, it's great to have you on board this year with the Big Sports Breakfast. What can we expect?
What can we expect?
From you. Well, what are you going to give us?
Funny thing, mate, I started on Fox Sports a couple of years ago on that mad controversy corner in NRL 360. I thought, why would they want my head on television? I went to Steve Crawley. I said, mate, what do you want me to do? And he said, you just got to throw some grenades. So I guess that'll be my
deal. Now, Buzz, you're going to be the grandfather of this program because I believe that you got called the grandfather over there in England when you got your photograph taken with Webster.
How embarrassing, isn't it? We went and saw that show, Tina Turner. It was a really good music, and we come out, we're really excited, and we said, let's get a selfie out the front of the theatre. So anyway, this lovely old lady took our picture. And she said, she looked at me and said, oh, Dad, it's so nice you bought your son. So I've been calling Todd Greenberg's son. But I'll send you the photo. Webby looks in his 60s. I guarantee you. I don't know what was wrong.
Webby's on the gym program, though, isn't he? I'm seeing on social media. Is he? Bondi to Bronte. He's into the cardio.
We'll have to ask him on Friday.
He has moments being right into it, and then he falls off it.
Exactly what I was going to say. Webby goes on many, many gym programs. They don't last all that long, though. That's his problem.
Yeah, it might be put it in, sweat it out theory.
Yeah.
Well, Buzz, it's been absolutely outstanding to have you on, and looking forward to a huge year ahead.
No, it's going to be good fun, mate. We'll talk next week, mate.